There is nothing better than a spot of tea mid-afternoon to lift your spirits and refresh oneself to continue the day. I was recently invited to a sweetheart tea at Willow Pond, and it was sweet indeed. Terms like high tea, afternoon tea, or the Queen's Tea Party are usually accompanied by mini muffins, scones, or tea biscuits, not Georgia-style biscuits. Or on occasion, you might have elegant sandwiches, pinwheels, finger or party style, all delicate and delicious, while making room for dessert like a variety of fine pastries including petites fours, mini cakes, delicately iced, and bite-sized shortbread cookies or the like. The only beverage is hot tea served with milk and sugar, should you desire. So come along, it's time for tea. Tea time, history. Tea is a staple in many cultures. It is a chance to sit down and relax. Historians date this to the 1800s, when British royalty set a time for tea and light snacks, roughly around 4 p.m. This allowed for a midday break between lunch at 12 p.m. and dinner at 8 p.m. Tea time is a time to bring people together, talk, and enjoy each other's company and a few treats, says Culinary Tea. Left to right, Franklin Basham, Jeanette Johnson. Photo courtesy of Sarah Chandler. Let me share some exquisite news about an elegant, sweetheart afternoon tea, held at Willow Pond, a facility located in the heart of Statesboro, behind the Georgia Pines. Sarah Chandler, Life Enrichment Director, said, one of the many goals with Life Enrichment is having residents show off their legacy in doing activities such as this. It not only brings the residents closer to their families but also brings them closer to their fellow residents in the facility. Sweetheart Afternoon Tea. This is the second year Lynn Futch has hosted and orchestrated this activity along with her sister Liz Underwood, daughter Sally Marie Futch, their book club and a few close friends. This elegant, afternoon tea, or high tea, as some know it, activity was to benefit her mother, Sally Akinsdeal. The theme was, sweetheart, with beautiful lavender tablecloths, pink napkins, greenery, tall vases with fresh-cut purple flowers, silver from the Donahue Brannan House on Savannah Avenue, and fine china. One set from Jules Zetterauer, Sally Marie's great-grandmother. Futch said, we did it to be involved with Mama at Willow Pond. The goal for the sweetheart afternoon tea is to let these ladies know how special they are to our community. They are the role models and pioneers that have helped shape Bullock County. They are strong, independent women. The room upon entering was breathtaking. Left to right, Sally Marie Futch, hostess, Kathy Spocker, Lynn Futch, Amy Underwood, Armenda Barnes, not pictured, Liz Deal Underwood, Michelle LeBlanc. Nothing but the very best was served. Homemade scones, honey, clotted cream, lemon curd, and a southern must, pimento cheese and chicken salad. It was not only sweet but also truly southern. There were small, delicate pastries including petites fours and brownies and definitely a variety of hot teas and chilled water in stemware. Oh yes, it was done right. Hostesses serving tea, Michelle LeBlanc. Lynn Futch shared a little background on her mother. Sally Akinsdeal is one of 12 children, and taught school for 30 years, mostly first grade at Sally Zetterauer, and loved teaching science. My dad owned a convenience meat market and later a restaurant, so after school, she helped at the store and restaurant. At night, she shelled peas and beans and canned them for use in the restaurant. She was always busy. She kept cousins' children and grandchildren after school when she retired. Sally Akinsdeal is a true inspiration as a hard-working, caring person, added Lynn, her daughter. With that being said, tired of taking care of the 102-year-old house and land, built by her grandfather, Benjamin David Nesmith, she wanted to be with other people. Lynn and Sally. In September 2022, she at the youthful age of 82, made a decision to move into Willow Pond. Sally drives, shops, and goes around town a lot. She loves the variety, freedom, and, of course, the entertainment and activities at Willow Pond. Call her a modern Renaissance woman. Much appreciation and thankfulness goes to Lynn Futch, the book club members, family, friends and Willow Pond for my invitation to this very special and elaborate activity. What a delight. You could tell by the well-pleased smiley faces on the guests. Sally Marie, Lynn, and Sally. Making this a truly elegant senior moment. Signed. Another modern Renaissance woman, Michelle.